And now the Gospel Reflection with Father Brian Lucas.
The Gospel today really involves two stories. Firstly, Jesus instructs the disciples that he will be put to death and rise again. We'll come back to that theme. Secondly, Jesus is preparing his closest collaborators, the 12, for their mission to carry on his work. Jesus questions them about who is the greatest. Their silence betrays embarrassment. They'd been arguing along the road, yet they've been with Jesus long enough to understand he's not impressed by rank or status. To be missionary disciples, they need to choose between power and glory on the one hand, or the humiliation and suffering symbolised by taking up the cross. The abuse of power is often at the heart of evil. As the second reading from the letter of St. James says, jealousy and ambition cause disharmony, but the peacemaker sows seed that bears fruit in holiness. Mother Teresa of Calcutta had a saying, the fruit of silence is prayer, the fruit of prayer is faith, the fruit of faith is love, the fruit of love is service, and the fruit of service is peace. We all want to experience peace, but sometimes we find the circumstances of life can be troublesome rather than peaceful. Which brings us back to the first part of the gospel story. When Jesus told the disciples that he would be put to death and rise again, they didn't understand what he meant, and they were afraid to ask. Fear is the first enemy of faith. Perhaps they were afraid to accept that suffering would be a necessary part of life. Suffering, as we know, can take many forms. There might be cases of strained relationships, alienation from loved ones, and then there are the various disappointments in life, not achieving some ambition, missing out on an opportunity, as well as the physical sufferings that can come from illness or old age, and sometimes the mental suffering that can accompany loneliness and isolation from other people. As you know, Cardinal George Pell spent over 400 days in prison, and he wrote a diary reflecting on his situation. He referred often in his diary to watching Mass for You at home, but many times he refers to suffering and the Christian belief that suffering has value. Can I just quote one sentence from his diary? Jesus' passion was not productive from any worldly sense, painful waste of time. Yet Jesus' suffering was redemptive and can purify and vivify my suffering. When things are hard for us, we can join Jesus' own suffering. And most especially as people of faith, we look forward to the resurrection and the promise of eternal happiness.